broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour 2 at 2, and our goal remains the same. What is that? To protect life, liberty, and property. To promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders. Absolutely brilliant. We don't need a revolution, ladies and gentlemen. Thank heavens our founders had the guts to get that done. Now all we need is a restoration. The principles that made America great once can do it again. But we got to return to the principles and with pure application. Be dedicated to the cause of liberty. A good moral people standing up for what they believe in is the answer, folks. It always has been and always will be. You won't have freedom if you're not willing to die for it, huh? All right, welcome to the broadcast. Kurt Cosby's with me. Hello, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. Former Sheriff Richard Mack on the line. Welcome back, sir.
Thanks a lot, Sam. Kurt, good morning. And thanks for having me on again. It's great to be with you.
You are very welcome, my friend. You're going to love this headline. You're just going to be excited. It was in the mainstream press, but I wanted to give you and Kurt a chance to comment on it. The headline says this: prosecutors won't charge former IRS official Lois Lerner. No charges, sir. You feel good about that?
I did hear about it, and I guess Boehner was having a part of it that it wasn't going to be necessary. What did Boehner say and do about it? Boehner could actually be the one to require it, but I didn't hear exactly what Boehner said. It seemed like he acquiesced and kind of just let it go. But, Sam, because of that, I'm all convinced, all the more. And yesterday I did something on my tax return. It asks on your tax return if you have health insurance. So both of you already know that I refuse to have Obamacare.
What?
So
good for you.
So, well, and I'm actually going to use you as a witness on this case, Sam.
I'm in, brother.
Because I know that you have tried numerous times to at least attempt, not to get, but at least attempt to see if you could actually get.
Well, let me explain something in America that I think is kind of critical that people should understand. Yeah. What you usually do, let's say that you want to buy socks. I'll just use that because it's such a simple example.
Yeah.
And you go to the store and you want to look at the socks and you want to feel them and touch them and learn about them and know what you're getting. And then you want to evaluate the prices. And then what you want to do is select what you believe best for you. It's called competition.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was trying to do that with the Affordable Care Act as part of the discussion. And I can't even figure out what I'd owe, folks, and what I'd pay and what I'd get in return. The last scenario they gave me was, hey, Sam, don't worry. The best plan with 90% coverage is not even available in your state. Now, if you want 60, 70, or 80% coverage, here are your options. Anywhere from $800 to $1,400 a month for my family, there's only a problem. You got to report if anything changes. Well, my son just got home from Chile. He was overseas for a couple of years. And he came back, and so they say anytime you have a substantive change in your income and or your status, you got to contact them. And then they have to redo your application and run it through again. I still can't even figure that out. Because every time I'm self-employed and every year our income changes. And when I got a son coming back and, well, I had to say that he was not working because he doesn't have a job. He got back a couple of days ago. Well, now he's already working. And so now I got to redo my application again, sir.
What if you're like me and your income changes like every day?
Well, then you got to fill that form out and let them know every day, buddy. That's what I'm telling you. It's nuts on parade. It's crazy.
Well, let me make the point, though. I did something that might get me in trouble and might end up in court, and I'm ready to do that. And that's why I said you're going to be a witness.
You were born?
That was part of it, yes. according to the IRS, that makes you belong to them as soon as you're born, yes. However, on my 2014 tax return that we're just now finishing up, I put, as far as that, when they asked me about having Obamacare or ACA, whatever it is, having health insurance, I put exercise Fifth Amendment privilege. And the reason...
In other words, you're not going to say and incriminate yourself. You're not doing it.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
And you're kind of like Lois, because she wouldn't talk either.
Lois Lerner, exactly. You brought it up, and I'm telling you, I'm going to be like Lois, and I think everybody else in the country listening to this should be like Lois. She was the...
Well, there are leaders. There are leaders. We need to emulate them. We need to, you know, I mean, we're taking, we're learning from Lerner, right?
Uh-huh. That's right. Learning from Lois Lerner. And so I am dead serious about this. I'm not going to pay any fines. I'm not going to answer any questions regarding my tax return. I'm not going to submit to a random, baseless audit. Maybe because I am and as you know, if you exercise your Fifth Amendment privilege, that can never be construed as an admission of guilt. They cannot assume that you're guilty of anything. If you exercise your Fifth Amendment privilege.
That's for if you're you know, like Lois Lerner, or if you're a congressman, or if you're a president, but not if you're just a citizen, though.
Well, Sheriff, we still have to emulate our leaders, and I'm sticking with your first point, and I'm going to.
Good point.
And so the fine this time is very minimal, okay? It's only like $95 or 1% of your total gross adjusted income, whatever, whichever's higher. And so the most I could pay this time is $95. Next year it goes up. Next year it goes up. And it's an incremental approach, just like cops do on, you know, do you remember when the seatbelt law first happened? It was about 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago. Maybe more like 20, because I was sheriff when it happened. And the first one was you could not stop somebody for not wearing their seatbelt, okay? And it was a $10 fine. If they stopped you for something else, say you were speeding or ran a stop sign or whatever, they could add that onto it, and it did not go against your insurance. Was a non-moving violation that would not affect your insurance or the points against your driver's license privileges. Now we set up roadblocks to make sure people are wearing them, and it's anywhere from $150 to $250 fine. And yes, you can stop people for not wearing their seatbelt. So it's gradual, it's incremental, it's Fabianistic. And so the same thing with Obama.
I'm gonna be like Kurt. Other than that, it's not so bad.
Yeah, exactly. Other than that, they just get you once from the day you're born, and
fantastic.
And they continue to harass you and screw you over no matter what. So this is my, you know, if you'll remember on Alex Jones a little over a week ago, I was on his show. He asked me, "Where do you draw the line on all of this that's going on?" And my two were the IRS and Obamacare. And now Obamacare and the IRS are one. They're together. They enforce it. So.
And by the way, I want to really double down, though, and claim that the Republicans are as guilty as this as anybody, though. They're the ones that controlled the House. They're the ones that are funding it right now, right?
Oh, heck yeah. You know, they're doing nothing, you know, and that's why. I still might support Cruz. I haven't decided totally yet, but you and I argued about that before. And
did you watch that video on Ted Cruz?
No.
All right, you got to watch that video because it talks about how he might be the first president of the North American Union. Gary Franchi did the research on it, and basically, it turns out that Ted Cruz's wife Heidi Cruz is highly involved in creating a North American Union. Involved with Canada and Mexico
she's supposed to be a CFR, you know, she's top lawyer for Goldman Sachs or whoever. And she's supposed to be CFR and all that. I've met her briefly before. She sure seems like a nice lady. I don't know, but there's a lot of nice people that are doing the wrong things. There's no question about that. But if Ted Cruz will stick to his guns about getting rid of the IRS, he's going to really lure me into that. I mean, I'm really going to pay a lot of attention to that, and I'm really going to support that. That he's not qualified to run for president, I would say that he probably is not.
His dad
was not a U.S. citizen at the time of his Ted's birth. And so that would make it extremely difficult. But
and not being born on American soil is another kind of add to the fuel to the fire. And then in addition to that, he had dual citizenship, which is of great concern as well. He had Canadian citizenship for his whole life. He only dumped it to run for president. So that's interesting as well. Back in seconds with Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. Donate today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Lois Lerner basically pled the fifth, and hey, they aren't going to prosecute her. She can just do whatever she wants to, and that's fine. Now, Richard Mack's going to basically, on his tax return, plead the fifth, and then when they asked if he had Obamacare, did they say Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act? They probably said the Affordable Care Act, right?
Yeah, something like that.
And Sheriff Richard Mack just said, I plead the Fifth Amendment. I can't incriminate myself and talk about that with you. Sorry. And then you got to sign a penalty of perjury. That's another interesting tidbit about the IRS. But now the IRS and government health care has teamed up. The Republicans are allowing it just as much as the Democrats, folks. And I would submit more because they hold the purse strings right now.
Well, Sam, you got to know another thing about that.
Yeah.
You don't have to prove you have it.
They have to prove you don't.
You don't have to prove you have it. All you have to do is say whether or not you do. So
I see.
I could have lied and said, yes, I have insurance because I have people from all over the country donating to help me pay my bills. So that's kind of an insurance.
And it's $38,000 and growing.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, you can go look at it at GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMac. If you look at that, you'll see how much money we've raised so far. That's about a third of what we owe on our medical bills. And I'm really grateful for the people who have donated. And for all you liberals listening, if you wanted to make some snide remark about how I'm a racist and horrible person, or you hope I die a slow, painful death, like some of the other wonderful things some of them have said to me, it costs you $5 to make a comment, and a lot of liberals have decided to make those comments to us. I also want to thank the people who are liberal who have been very sincere and have been very gracious in saying some very nice things to me and my wife. So it's been both ways. You know, the scale has gone way to both left and right on some of these comments, and decency to very gracious, and complete pornography as well, from decency to pornography that we've had on this. So it's just been an amazing thing that this whole thing started. Just absolutely mind-boggling. In fact, I've done several national interviews about it. But be that as it may, I am not going to pay any fines for not taking Obamacare. I live in a free country. I can choose this for myself. Whether the government says I can or not, I still can. My God-given rights are not up for debate. They're not up for legislation. And I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to participate in a scheme to get us all controlled by Washington, D.C. bureaucrats on our health issues. I'm not going to do it. Okay, and so this is another thing about this legally. A cop can write you a ticket, but a cop cannot fine you. A cop cannot just go up to your car and say, okay, that'll be $185 for speeding. He can't do that. You have to have your day in court, and the cop fines you, and he gives you a notice of fine, or he gives you a notice of complaint. That's what a traffic ticket is. It's a notice of a complaint. Now, the cop doesn't have to write you a ticket. He can take you to jail, and he can require that you post bail. But he cannot take the fine from you. He cannot fine you. The IRS is the same. They are supposedly a law enforcement agency. They cannot fine me. They can make a complaint about me, and they can file a complaint about me, but they can't just come up and take my money without due process. This is where I'm going to have the IRS in court. If they want to go to court on this, if they want to wait and go next year when it's more expensive or whatever, and if they can fine you, they can jail you. And that's the thing here. The IRS, I believe it's going to happen just like the traffic citations have with not wearing a seatbelt. At first they said, oh, well, it's just a $10 fine and we can't really do anything. We can't really stop you and nothing's going to happen to anybody, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be the same with Obamacare. It's first going to be a $95 fine, then it's going to be a $500, then it's $1,200 and all this. And then if you don't pay, they're going to come take you away. And so this is possibly where that's going to happen with me. I don't know. But I'm going to have my day in court and I'm going to plead the fifth. And there is no way they can say one way or the other if I have insurance. They can go to my hospital bills and try to see, oh, see, he's not paying these. Oh, they're going to see, oh, well, he's been making payments. Or he did pay some of these off. Wow, okay, so it looks like he, you know. So whatever evidence they want to use against me, I don't care because I have to give no evidence against myself. I don't have to answer any of their questions. And quite frankly, a random baseless audit is against the law, and I don't have to talk to them one iota. I don't have to. I will exercise my rights, and, well, we'll see how it plays out. But, Sam, I want you to remember, you're going to be on the witness list.
I'm there, buddy. Ask Kurt. I can dress up and do all right. I'll be there.
I'm gonna subpoena Lois Lerner to be on the witness list, too.
Ooh, I like that. All right. There you have it, ladies.
You'll learn even more by then.
Well, while Lois Lerner gets off the hook, while Richard Mack decides to plead the fifth, 11 Atlanta government school educators guilty in cheating trial. They cheated on this, you know, national test, the wide standardized test.
They falsified the reports of what the kids were doing, and they even changed the answers on some of their tests so they could have higher scores.
But don't worry. They're going to receive probation, fines, and community service. You know, so there you go.
Yeah, and why wouldn't you do that? I mean, it's the same thing as using steroids if you're playing baseball. Why wouldn't you do that? It's the difference of a career. It's the difference of huge money. And these educators, if they don't show positive results, are either going to get fired or they don't get promoted or they don't get the raises. So, you know, why wouldn't they? It's just these educators using steroids. You know, they lie, they cheat, whatever they have to do to make their careers better.
That's the way they do it, ladies and gentlemen.
Sheriff, last hour we talked about the L.A. Times piece where they said that Clive and Bundy was a nut or whatever going after the federal government. One of the interesting parts way down at the last part of the story that I found kind of interesting, they talked about the Fiore lady who is the assemblywoman who's sponsoring this, and then, by the way, she has a whole bunch of co-sponsors, but they forgot to put that in the L.A. Times piece. No room for that. But she said some stuff where she says, it's like the Beverly Hillbillies. If we go out into our backyard and strike gold, it wouldn't be ours. In Nevada, we wouldn't be going to Beverly Hills. Some in the crowd hooted as if at a revival meeting. Now, Sam and I went by Beverly Hills on the way to the meeting, right, Sam?
We sure did. And the problem is, this Beverly Hills happens to be in Nevada, and there's like two houses there or something. Now, I might stretch the truth a little bit. There might have been more than two, but all I'm telling
you
is, what's stopping it from being the Beverly Hills of Beverly Hills? I would submit to you that the government's got too much control of the land, and it's out of control. Have you ever been to the Beverly Hills that's out in the country there, Richard?
No, I don't think so.
Right,
you should buy some ground in Beverly Hills, Nevada. Of course, there's probably only about a quarter of an acre left for sale. The rest is the federal government's. But anyway, the end after this, they say, outside before the hearing, 10-year-old George Rosenlund, so here's a 10-year-old boy, had held up a sign that read, quote, BLM, comma, Forest Service, guilty of treason, end quote. And the author of this LA Times piece said, when asked what that meant, the boy said, I'm not sure. Nearby, an 11-year-old girl spoke up. She said, quote, it means they're not following the Constitution. They're not following the rules. By the way, this author says her name, Jerusha Bundy, Clive and Bundy's granddaughter.
Oh, yeah, the educated homeschoolers, the schooling. That's how it is, ladies and gentlemen. Out of the mouth of a child's all I can say. And my response to all this is, again, they're just trying to manipulate how things were and how things looked, etc. Why don't they interview me instead of a 10-year-old kid about this discussion, huh? Because I don't think they'll like what'll happen, huh? All right, this is Liberty Roundtable Live. Sheriff Richard Mack, our guest.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking live on a Saturday night. Oh, no, we're not really. This is live radio. All right, the Jazz, ladies and gentlemen, had a Broadcast Excellence Award for Hot Rod Hundley. He passed away. They said the reason for his death was unknown at this time, but he had been battling Alzheimer's for a year or so. And I guess he was the voice of the Jazz for 3 decades. He used to be a former player himself. And so, Richard Mack, you know who Hot Rod Hundley was, right? You want to shout out to Hot Rod?
Oh, yeah, actually. We got to know him and Jim Nantz way back when Jim Nantz was in Utah. I don't know if you remember Jim Nantz being in Utah. But he's a big-time announcer now for CBS, does a lot of the major events for CBS. And when they both worked for KSL there in Utah, they actually challenged the Provo Police Department to a basketball game. And we were setting that up, and for some reason it fell through, but we were trying to do it. I was actually working with Jim Nantz, and that's how I met them. And then we played a game at the, was it the Salt Palace? Yeah, the Salt Palace against Ogden Police Department. The Provo Police Department played Ogden Police Department before a Jazz game. And I met Hot Rod at that time. So, yeah, I've known him I've met him. We haven't been friends, but I've known who he is for a long, long time.
I used to listen to him all the time, and what used to frustrate me whenever I listened to basketball games from other sports broadcasters, they never had the description of the floor just like Hot Rod did. He had the ability to really articulate himself quite well. He had kind of a homespun humor, and he had a lot of good phrases, you know, he'd say,
Yeah. You
know, so-and-so fires with a mild arc and the cowhide globe hits home kind of phrases and stuff like that. You know, somebody with a belt height dribble at the top of the key, kind of an idea. You know, and he had a really good handle on the language and stuff like that. Anyway, he died in Phoenix with his family around him. So just thought you'd want to get a chance to speak out and say something about that.
I didn't know he lived in Phoenix. That's news to me. But, I think Hot Rod was a good man, and he certainly revolutionized a lot of the jargon for basketball calling and basketball analysis. And, yeah, he was good. He was a decent ball player and from what I knew, he was a good man and very caring and got involved in a lot of public events to help with hospitals and such for the community.
All right. Let me try to get a handle on this here for you. The next headline says this. Mandatory voting. Vote or pay a fine. If those are the only two options most folks would vote, they say, Barack Obama said voting should be mandatory. Now, let's be clear, he hasn't put any forced voting on us yet, but the discussion has been raised by your president, Sheriff.
Yeah, I was actually arguing with a liberal about that on emails, and he said that he never said it. Well, he obviously said it. It was all over the place. In fact, when Obama was saying this, he was saying, well, maybe we should consider this. Yes, and just like you said, and the guy I was fighting with, the liberal I was fighting with, the Obama supporter apologist, you know, it's just like, you know, some of our leaders can never do anything wrong because, you know, they're our man and, you know, those are the guys that we voted for. And I guess it took a lot of Republicans a long time to admit that Nixon really was a crook, even though he said, I'm not a crook, but he was. And one of the worst ever, one of the worst presidents ever. But same thing with Obama. You know, if you voted for him and you've been defending him, it's really hard for you to tell the truth about him now. The truth of it is Obama wants that out there in the political debate. He wants it out there. He's throwing it out there. He's seeing... He's really throwing the spaghetti at the wall and seeing how much of it will stick. And so now it's sticking a little bit. And when he said this, he even said, there's already 26 countries in the world who do this. So why aren't we trying it? It would help our country so much. You know. And then his bottom line was, it would help Democrats. If we have to force people to vote and go keep us in office, then so be it. And that's really what he is considering, and he's throwing that out there. And luckily, he didn't get much traction.
Amen to that. Now, Kirk Crosby, you want to respond? What do you think? We could have the IRS enforce if you don't vote, buddy.
That's right.
Boy, just imagine. I mean, you know, what a picture.
Just imagine if you were listening to the police scanner and stuff like that. Whacked out white supremacist doesn't vote. Pick him up. Right?
Yeah, I mean...
At least you'd have a lot more voting, you know, people. But, know, in my opinion, it's really one more king-type move from our current king.
The next words I would expect to hear crackle over the mic when they're going to pick up Kurt would be like, 5150. Right? Saying Kurt's crazy.
All right.
And now what that means, Sheriff?
No. I know what it means to be crazy. I'm kind of guilty of that myself.
Anyway, they call it a 5150, don't they?
5150.
Huh. I'm not familiar with that. Yeah. Maybe you're smarter than me, so then I'm less than 5150, you know.
Well, hey, wouldn't be the first time I'm clueless on something. President Barack Obama's suggestion... that voting should be mandatory. Vote or get a fine. Here's the problem that I'm having, and the reason I bring it up, Sheriff, is everything's going to be a fine now, from insurance to voting to what if I just can't afford it? What if I just can't do all these things, man? I'm just going to be fined, and then what if I can't pay my fines?
Yeah, that's another key issue because a lot of people said were calling me stupid in some very vulgar ways. For not having Obamacare. Well, what about paying my rent? What about buying food? What about buying new clothes? What about making my car payment? Who's going to do all those for me?
Do not pass go. Go directly to jail, sir.
Yeah, I mean, well, if they're going to have all these programs, why not have a program that really helps? Because when I'm out of work and when you're out of work, we don't qualify for unemployment insurance because we're self-employed. I don't quite understand that, but at the same time, I don't want to go get in food lines. I don't want to get food stamps. I don't want to have, where's the line for having your a car payment paid? Where's the line for that? And how do you get that done? And how do I get my rent paid for? And you know, all these socialistic programs, they just don't cover enough. And so Why is it that you can come to America illegally and break the law and be a criminal as soon as you walk in here, and then yet you get free housing? Yet an American all my life, and I can't get it. And these people say, well, the government is here to take care of you. No, they're not. They only take care of part of my health care bills, and they have these huge deductibles that I can't afford those either. Who's going to pay my deductibles in the Obamacare plan? Who's going to pay for my food? Who's going to pay for my car and all the other things? Who's going to pay for my grandkids to go to school? What is this? Why are they leaving anything out? Why aren't they taking total care of me? And my wife needs two knee replacements. Who's going to pay for those? And, Obamacare will. No, well, look at the huge deductible. I can't pay for those huge deductibles.
Well, and that's if you can pay the monthly fee, though, before the deductible even hits, sir.
I mean, these people are so rude and so selfish because they don't have enough government programs to pay for everything I need.
I hear that. All right, a listener, Fred, emails in, Sheriff, and he says, Sam, you have a conference on health care coming up, don't you? Well, the answer to your question, Fred, is I got a conference on health care, but no one seems interested. I have the headline, Do You Care About Health Care? And nobody seems to care. We're going to talk to a lot of people and make a push here for this. We've kind of been so busy we haven't done it yet. But the GoFundMe page is GoFundMe.com/healthcaresummit if anybody wants to donate. The idea was to bring all issues to the table, to bring up everybody's ideas and comments and maybe have a meeting of the minds, maybe put some ideas forward that would have some value. And Fred has just articulated himself to be one of the speakers, in my opinion. And I'll give an example of what Fred wrote to make the point, Sheriff, and it directly answers your question, is why I bring it up right now. Here's an idea, he says. Why don't we start a national healthcare co-op? It has the following components. Ready? One, complete privacy. Imagine that. Number two.
Yeah.
Works with providers on a subscription basis to stabilize costs. In other words, you'll be paying monthly subscription to stabilize costs. Three, allows any form of medical care, chiropractors, holistic, etc., the member chooses. That way, no member would be required to have the Affordable Care Act. The insurance companies couldn't control us or our medical care. It's completely voluntary, which must also be part of the reality since that's the rope they used to trap us. Kurt and Richard Mack's comments to Fred in seconds on your radio. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation. and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, live and on your radio. I think Fred's got incredible ideas. Maybe he ought to flesh the details out and become a speaker for our Healthcare Summit event. GoFundMe.com/Healthcare Summit. If you want to get involved, you care about healthcare is the question. And Fred's got a valid point, Sheriff Richard Mack and Kirk Cosby. And that is this. He says, we ought to have a private sector healthcare co-op that would be private. We could have subscription-based opportunities to pay the insurance companies to defray and cover costs. And then we could have it where you could visit any healthcare provider you decide. It's a lot like the Christian Health Share programs that he's proposing, but he's got slightly a different model. I think it's a brilliant idea, and I think there's plenty of options similar to those that could literally work well, Sheriff. And the GoFundMe page, GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack, is proof in the pudding.
Yeah, it is. In fact, there's already some of those co-ops in existence that come pretty close to that. One is Christian Insurance or Co-op, Christian Co-op, and I'm actually interested in that one.
I'll tell you the one that you should be interested in the most. I've done a lot of research on these, and I'll tell you, I'm convinced that the Samaritan one is the best. It's called Samaritan Ministries. So far, I think it's the best one. And by the way, our buddy Kathy has signed up for that one and loves it, Sheriff.
Oh, well, I would definitely be interested in looking at that. I hadn't heard of that one yet, but at my speaking event in New Hampshire, I think it was, because I told people there that I wasn't going to take Obamacare, even though I just had a very serious heart attack and we're having some still family health problems between me and my wife that are really adding up the bills astronomically, and some of my post-care bills are getting even higher. Because of the cardiac rehab I'm in, and also because of the meds and natural remedies that I'm taking. Boy, they're expensive. But regardless of that, I think that one of these insurance, they're not really insurances, they're co-ops, but they do cover each other, I think, in major catastrophic events. I don't think
they do quite well. Most of the problems with all these different things, they don't allow a lot of pre-existing condition stuff. So that's part of the issue.
And they don't pay for doctor's visits, I don't think. That you're just kind of on your own there, and then anything after that they help with.
So, anyway, Fred's got a wise point is the point. Kurt, you want to chime in on that?
You know, the whole, at least the thing that I would like to say about the whole healthcare thing, and I appreciate Fred's participation, but you know, in my opinion, the key thing that needs to be looked at, and you know, I love these Christian care, you know, co-ops and that kind of thing, and so many others, but we've got to not continue the whole choice A, choice B. We've got to say, look, let's look at the whole realm of things, and then also remember that the reason that the costs of all these things are so high is because the government did step into it and say, look, whatever the cost is, we'll pay it if they can't. And that simply means that the cost is going to go out of the stress.
Yeah, the doctors of yesteryear had plenty of chickens and apples and stuff like that to make the point, in lieu of cash kind of an idea. And that's the situation is that now, hey, doctors are, you know, doing quite well. And I don't have a problem with doing quite well, but what I have a problem with is the government basically price adjusting or price fixing. Once they give it to all, then the price can go up because everybody has it and it becomes out of reach. All right, when you were a kid, a water war meant you got out your squirt gun, right? Nowadays, it means something entirely different, Kurt.
Well, that's right. And ladies and gentlemen, Sheriff Mack, by the way, California says they've got a water war, and they say it's turning scary. The California governor, Jerry Brown, if you were asleep for 20 or 30 years, you think, well, he was the governor when I was, you know, back then. And yeah, it's the same governor or the king of California, whatever. He has now made basically, he's imposed a statewide mandatory water restrictions for the first time in their 65 years of record keeping. They've got what they call a state snow watcher guy. Now, I mean, you know, you couldn't really figure out how much snow. They call him the chief of snow surveys. You couldn't figure out how much snow you had unless you got a state guy doing that, carry around that big stick and figure out how much snow you got. But they bottom line say they've got a lot less snow than they need, and they need more water, et cetera. They're going to fine people up to $500 a day for water wasting.
Yes, sir. I just want more fines. You know, fine me over my seatbelt. Fine me over my health care. Fine me over my water use. And most importantly, fine me for not voting. Just fine away to your heart's content.
But the sad thing is the governor kind of forgot the secret to, getting a little more water. Maybe he's just forgot about the sackcloth and ashes and fast and praying and stuff like that. But he didn't mention that as part of his plan to get more water and returning to God's laws in California.
And what do you think about the Agua Puta story there, Sheriff?
Well, nothing surprises me, but what if they force everybody to eat pupusas?
Now you're talking. I'm ready
and
to go.
And fine you if you don't.
But that's what I think they ought to do. That's
but
right.
But you know what? And I think this is happening. I think this day is coming. We already know about computer chips being planted into people, and especially animals, so that you can locate. Some people have their children implanted with chips so that they could find them if they were ever kidnapped or lost. A lot of people have already been doing that with their pets, dogs and cats. If they ever get lost, they just have that computer chip that they can hook up to on their computer and find them, blah, blah, blah. I believe the day is coming, and I don't think it's that far away because the government already can mandate everything we do. I believe they're going to have a computer chip that shows how often you go into a Dairy Queen, how often you go into a Culver's, how often you go into McDonald's and any other restaurants where they serve this type of food. It'll show how much how many calories you've eaten, how much out of control you have been on watching your diet, and because obesity causes a heart disease and all those sorts of other problems that we all have to pay for. If government has to pay for this, they can monitor and mandate how we conduct ourselves. And I believe that that is right around the corner. It's getting close to that, and I know a bunch of idiots that we've already been arguing with and talking about a little bit. On our email battles with some of these people, that they would totally support that. Force people into this cocoon, force people into this robotic behavior by government. Let the Orwellian philosophies take complete hold in our country and in our society. Let's force people to be good. Let's force people to be thin. Let's force people to work out. And let's force people, what I can't believe they haven't done already, is smoking. How come all the liberals that want to protect our environment don't talk about all the – they talk about all the
– They're okay if you do bad things that encourage death. They're okay with that. They love death.
Yeah, okay. Well,
if you want to do something healthy or good or you know, then you can't do any of that kind of stuff.
Well, why do we still allow people to smoke and drink, you know? All the damage and destruction that has happened from those two alone don't even come close to being compared to all the destruction of all these other things they promote, like, you know, oh, you can't smoke marijuana and you can't have cocaine and all. The destruction of alcoholism and addiction to nicotine and cigarettes and tobacco don't even come close to all these other supposedly horrible
things. I know, but you want to think rationally about this, Sheriff. Now, I got a party you can go to. Kurt, they're throwing a party, buddy. Are you going to this one?
I think you want to stay away from this party. Although I do feel like celebrating, Harry Reid is not going to run again for office, and so that is cause for celebration. But there's a Nevada brothel called Sherry's that's basically saying they want to host his retirement party. I don't know. What say you about that, Sheriff?
A brothel hosting Harry Reid's retirement party? Don't they know he's a Mormon? Now, when this baseball player was asked if he was going to go drink a beer to celebrate and he was a Mormon, he looked at him and said, "That's a clown question, bro." So I'm just thinking this is a clown idea, bro.
Well, I think it's indicative of really where Harry Reid has been and
Ouch.
Who he really is. I mean, he is one of the lowest lives on the face of the planet. He intentionally lies about Mitt Romney and throws it out there so Mitt Romney will have to prove that he didn't really do that. And, if we didn't know who Harry Reid was before now, well, you know, this is just indicative. This is the brothels knowing who he is and letting us all know who he is, what kind of person he is. And if Harry could do it in a backdoor fashion, he would be there. If it's public, he won't do it.
There you have it, Harry Reid. Now, Fred emails in again, and he says, "Sam, I didn't know about these co-ops that you guys are talking about. Can we have them at the healthcare conference?" The answer is absolutely.
Of course.
We're going to get speakers from every sector to discuss this intelligently that we possibly can. And these healthcare co-ops that we talk about, they're really called ministries because there's wording in the law that you got to say the right words, Fred. And so you can't say healthcare because they don't provide healthcare. That's government stuff. You got that? They can provide what are called health shares. They don't have premiums. You're not allowed to say that. They have contributions, and you're not allowed to call them co-ops, really. They're ministries. You got all that? All right. That's how your government controls you.
Who really cares about all of us? And that's why we have Obamacare.
Good point. Healthcare, do you really care? Check out two GoFundMe pages. GoFundMe.com/healthcaresummit if you want to get involved in that. Give Me Liberty Fund. Wow, let me start over. GoFundMe.com/helpsheriffmac. I've got so many web pages, it's out of control. Sheriff, thank you, sir. You're speaking tonight where?
Sedona, Arizona.
All right, so if you want to see Richard Mack in person, shake his hand, look him in the eye. Arizona. He'll be there. Fredonia, Arizona, right?
Sedona,
Arizona. All right, there you have it. Thanks, Sheriff.
Thanks. See you guys.
Along with the grace of the Almighty, we can save America. You going to help? Thanks.